Chase let his head fall back against the cheap headboard after the door slammed. Fuck. This was the last thing he needed tonight. He never should have gotten mixed up with Sherry Bishop. Or maybe you shouldn't have comforted yourself about your disappointing buck-off time by instigating a threesome. Probably true. But it pissed him off that Elroy and his publicist had just burst in on him like he was some delinquent kid who needed constant supervision. What he did off the dirt was nobody's business but his, no matter who they were. Chase slid his jeans up his naked flanks, zipped, buttoned, and buckled. He reached for his shirt. You ladies going someplace?
Don't you want us to go? Janae said.
Maybe they did, but I sure as hell don't.
That woman wasn't your wife or something?
Not even close. He jammed his feet in his boots without socks. God, he hated that. And snagged his hat off the nightstand. I'll be back.
Promise?
They cooed in unison. Oh, yeah. He ran his fingertip up the inside of Rhea's left arm, mirroring the motion on Janae's right arm. I'm sure you two can find interesting ways to entertain yourselves while I'm gone. Snagging a keycard from the dresser, he slipped into the humid night. The parking lot was nearly empty. He'd chosen this motel for its off-the-beaten-path location, which made him wonder if Sherry had planted a tracking device in his truck. He wouldn't put it past the psychotic broad. Chase stopped 10 feet from where Elroy paced in front of a big semi emblazoned with the PBR merchandise logo. No, sir. It's an extreme solution. Elroy gestured wildly. Because sponsor shouldn't have that kind of power. He hung his head. I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I said I didn't agree that it needed to be done at all. Fine. Your call. He poked a button and let the phone dangle by his side. Chase ambled across the asphalt. Getting your ass chewed by the big boss? Jesus, McKay, you think? Elroy rubbed his skin between his eyebrows. I can't fix this for you. Lou Bishop is threatening to pull every penny of PBR sponsorship money if we don't take action against you. What kind of action? Lou wants you suspended from competition. Chase's blood boiled. I'm getting suspended because Lou Bishop barged into my private room and didn't like that he'd caught me in bed with two women? Neither of the women in question was his daughter. So the fuck what? I'm not with Sherry. Elroy cocked his head. Does Sherry know that? What the hell kind of question is that? FYI, McKay, Sherry's been blabbing to every bull riding mag and pro rodeo blog that you two are practically engaged. He never read those magazines. It pissed him off that some expert asshole gave commentary about how to improve a specific bull rider's riding percentage. Yeah, Chase had an idea how to improve too. Stay on the damn bull for the full 8 seconds. That's bullshit. So why'd she throw the ring at you? I have no idea. He held up his pinky. You think I gave her this ring? I've never given a woman a piece of jewelry in my life. Chase tossed the ring to the ground and pulverized the cheap piece of shit beneath his boot heel. Besides, no one believes her. Her father believes her. That's our biggest problem. Chase froze. Our, not his. Elroy started pacing. I told you not to get mixed up with her, Chase. Told you not to take her to dinner. Told you not to encourage her. Told you whatever you do, don't sleep with her. But did you listen? No. Women like Sherry get what they want, period. For some reason, she set her sights on getting you. Since she can't have me, she causes a scene with Daddy as a witness to get me tossed off the tour. He hadn't a clue a total lunatic lurked beneath the surface of polished Sherry Bishop, former Miss Rodeo USA,